When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The following is a presentation of the Premier Dance Network.
I'm James, and this is The Stage Right Side with James Whiteside, where we'll dive deep into the dark world of dance and come up on the bright side. Oh, that's terrible. Welcome back to The Stage Right Side with James Whiteside. I'm James, your host, and I'm here with Susan Jones. Can you tell me your official title?
Principal Ballet Mistress.
Principal Ballet Mistress for American Ballet Theatre. See, what I would have said was Wizard of All Things ABT. Headmistress of knowledge. When I first joined American Ballet Theatre in 2012, I quickly became aware that Susan was the person to ask any questions to. If I didn't know something about a ballet or didn't know where to come on or any of that, Susan was the go-to. She is like an encyclopedia of ABT's repertoire. So this is episode 4 of The Stage Right Side, and last week was a dark week on The Stage Right Side. I started interviewing David Hallberg, and we got interrupted in the middle of it. And so we have yet to finish it. So we've got part A, and then we'll try and wrap up part B and get it out to the world as soon as possible. So, some really fun guests coming up on The Stage Right Side, so keep coming back. So, what are we doing this week? Swan Lake?
Swan Lake.
Yeah, I thought it would be a great time to talk to Susan, because she is whipping, you know, all those swans into lines and beautiful formations.
The ones that are left.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
It's the fifth week. Everybody drops.
Yeah, it's insane. The sheer amount of ailing swans, let's say, is vast and numerous.
I think it's the worst ever.
The worst ever. It's certainly the worst since I've been here.
It's the worst ever. There were 6 core ladies on opening night in their spots that they were cast for.
Out of how many girls?
The rest, 18. The rest were either moved or out and replaced.
It seems right now that the women can just sort of do whatever.
They do. In the classics, more symmetrical ballets, I've certainly always trained them to do that. There was an issue at one point whether we could ask somebody to switch a spot that they weren't on the
basic casting.
Yeah, the casting. We do that all the time. Yeah. I mean,
we have to.
That's functioning in a ballet company.
So we have a thing called the basic casting, and it's a Bible, if you will, of what you're learning, what you're covering, what you should be watching, and it pretty much covers the entire rep.
Right.
And so when you join the company, your name will be slotted into things you're learning, and you have to really pay attention because you're learning your spot, but then you might also have 3 more spots.
I always tell the new ladies in Giselle and Swan Lake, if you're learning stage right, you'll perform it on stage left.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the way it'll.
Yeah.
That's what'll happen.
So you were a dancer with ABT. Can you just give me a little bit of your background, where you're from, how you got into ABT, how long you were here?
Yes. I'm from York, Pennsylvania, originally. Moved to the Maryland, D.C., Rockville, Maryland area when I was 12. studied, eventually went to Washington School of Ballet and studied with Mary Day, where that's where I met Kevin, when Kevin McKenzie, our director, when she had an academy at that time, so...
You just did ballet? Did you have any other styles under your belt or anything?
We studied jazz. We studied Indian, classic Indian dancing, character, of course, modern. We had a great, Pola Norinska, great, great modern teacher. They call it contemporary now, but I still call it modern.
Yeah, thank you, So You Think You Can Dance. Great job.
Yeah, exactly, LOL. Exactly. and then we had our academics as well. It was great, great school.
That's awesome.
Anyway, then I came to New York when I was just about 17 and was a member of the first Joffrey II. And that led me in some kind of bizarre, long story way to ABT.
How old were you when you joined ABT?
I was 17.
Oh, that is insane.
I know.
I mean, but you were already in Joffrey. I'm confused.
I was in Joffrey 2.
For how long?
From 1969. A little over a year, because we started up in the fall of 69, which was my first year in New York, and performed with New York City Opera, because Bob Joffrey was the director of choreography at the opera, and he used his apprentices and the people that at that time were going to become Joffrey too. My first job.
What operas
on stage
did you
with
do?
Beverly Sills. Manon. Prince Igor, Boito's Mephistopheles, which was
opera?
A new production. Huh?
Do you like opera?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. Oh, and I worked with Jack Cole.
Oh, wonderful.
In this
That's a language I
opera
understand.
Opera called Bomarzo, which was like this psycho drama, very contemporary score.
Same.
Yeah, but working with Jack Cole, I mean, that is like a true feather in my cap.
Yeah, that's bananas, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, and then I joined ABT in January of 71.
As Corps de Ballet? Or were you
as
apprentice?
Corps de Ballet. Yeah,
were there apprentices at that time?
No, we didn't have apprentices.
When did that happen? Because even when I was a teenager, I don't recall ever, like there was studio company and then I just thought it was Corps.
I don't think it happened until, I want to say when Misha was director, but I think it might have started a little before that when we started doing his Nutcracker.
Okay.
And you in needed 77. Like, and I think that we just needed to hire some extra people. So there was a new clause in the contract that dealt with that. So, but officially, I don't think it really started until he was director.
And how long were you... So you joined in 70, you said?
71.
71. And how long?
January 11th, ABT's birthday.
Oh my... You know ABT's birthday?
Of course I do.
Wow. Wait, maybe it's... Is it ABT's half birthday?
January 11th.
All right. We'll have to celebrate next year. We'll bake a cake for ABT.
Absolutely.
Any reason for cake, really. That's what I said.
We can make it up.
Tomoko, who is... who is our head of wardrobe here, she is a fantastic baker. Is that the right word?
Well, chef, but we benefit from her pastry talents.
Oh, my gosh.
She tries anything.
It was Stella's birthday last week. Stella Brera, she's the principal in the company, for those of you who don't know. It was her birthday last week, and Tomoko brought in this, like, four-tiered tart cake thing.
Strawberry.
That was insane.
God.
It was so good. I really like her stuff because it's not overly sweet. Like, I find American cakes to be really gnarly and just frosting festivals.
It's perfect.
So, way to go, Tomoko. So, ABT's birthday next year, Tomoko's on it. So, how long were you in ABT as a dancer?
As a dancer. I retired in the 78-79 season.
Okay.
I was already an assistant ballet master.
While you were still dancing in the company?
My last year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And how did... It was, did they just know you were smart and they were like, we need her?
Yeah, sort of. I think that I started, like, in my third or fourth year already, I was taking new girls and teaching them, like, the content of Swan Lake or Giselle or whatever.
Was this under Misha?
No, this was Lucia. Lucia retired. Misha came in 1980. So this was under Lucia. Yes, I have the proud distinction of having served under every artistic director.
That's amazing. Oh, my gosh.
In one capacity. So, yes, anyway.
Queen.
So, I know. I mean, where's my confetti?
I know. You're going to get it. We're going to make it happen. So... You said 79.
Was 79 my last season.
Your first title was ballet mistress then, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Assistant ballet mistress that year, and then...
do they still call them ballet mistresses, or is it actor now?
You know,
like
it came up when my title changed last year. And Kevin said, do you want to be called principal ballet master? And I thought, well, since there was only one of me, on one hand, I kind of thought it was a little Victorian to say ballet mistress, but it felt weird to say ballet master. Yeah. Why should I have a male title?
Yeah.
I don't know. So I said, mistress, please.
And
that's what you have to call me, mistress.
So I had some friends come by to one of the shows. I don't know, whatever. And they were back here, and we were hanging out after the show. We walked out, and a friend of mine stopped at the ballet mistress's room. And was like, I was like, what are you laughing at? He was like, ballet mistress. And I was like, that's not what that means. that's not right.
I mean, what should we be called? You know, it's like, we can't be like,
no, I mean,
ballet just, people.
I don't know. I think ballet mistress is wonderful. Yes, postal workers, UPS, ballet, I don't know. But I don't know what to say because... That's just what it is.
I was okay being a ballet master within the group.
The group, yeah.
But then I sort of, and also Rosemary Dunleavy is a principal ballet mistress, so I went, okay.
Then it's okay.
I'm in good company.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
So do you have a ballet that you feel is your baby?
Of the classical rep, I guess I would have to say Bayadère.
Why is that?
Bayadère, first of all, as a dancer, when I was a dancer in the company, Natasha Makarova set Shades on us. It was a huge turnaround for the company. It was a huge raising of the bar, so to speak. So the importance of that and the value of the content and what I've learned from Bayadère serves me in teaching other ballets.
Just because of the difficulty
Yes, and how to work in the line and how this kind of breathing together and making them, schooling them, but also making them dance together.
Yeah.
You know, it just does nothing if it's just together.
Yeah.
It can be the most, it's just like soldiers, you know? I really want them to breathe and dance.
Yeah.
And I think that Natasha really imbued that when she, in the court of ballet, when she did Bayadère back
in the
70s.
Do you ever feel like ABT is special in a very American way? There are people from all different ethnic backgrounds, different styles, different schools, as opposed to somewhere like, you know, the Marinsky, where it's everyone
right.
trained the exact same way since forever.
Right.
When you're teaching, you know, court de ballet, a classical full length, do you find it difficult to get them to look as one when they're all so extremely different?
Yeah, I do. It has, of course, with the addition of JKO, our school, it's gotten far easier than it used to be, but I'm still I'm still, the girls would tell you, if there's one step that Susan harps on, what is it? It's pas de chat. I'm still trying to all get them to do pas de chat the same way.
And what is the ideal pas de chat?
Well, the Russian school, at least that's what we utilize in our classical repertory. Uh-huh. It's, you know, if you're in a Balanchine ballet, you're going to do it en face, uh-huh. you know. If you're in the Russian, in the Russian pas de chat, you're going directing your hips in the quasi, uh-huh. which actually... Not just classical repertory, but Ratmansky repertory yeah. as well.
Gosh, so, I've never really thought about that.
Oh, we have to have a lesson then.
I guess so. I'm just like, do the cat step. Done. Did it. I lost the question. As far as contemporary rap, what's your baby?
Hands down, Bach Partita.
Yeah.
Twyla Tharp's Bach Partita. This was a ballet that we were in total danger of losing.
Yeah.
There was one studio tape that was fading and only showed like half of the room. There was a performance archival tape that was so overexposed in the middle of the stage that you couldn't see things. Mm-hmm. And literally for 2 to 2.5 years in my spare time, I deciphered what this ballet was. I was the ballet mistress on it, but if you've worked with Twyla, she works at the speed of light. Mm-hmm. In those days, I was running the tape machine, not a cassette, a reel-to-reel, I think.
Oh my
I can't
gosh.
Remember. But, and also reading a score, because she would want to know how many bars, so I was reading the score for the violin. And, so it was all really, really familiar to me after I watched for about a year. But it's huge ballet. And
yeah.
it's like the content of three acts in the one ballet. So I feel totally proud that yeah. I accomplished it.
I mean, it was a smash.
Honored too. That Kevin went for it and gave us the rehearsal time that we needed for it.
Yeah.
That Twyla allowed and approved of the cast uh-huh. and came in and worked on it that season. It was a huge success. And I really, that's my baby.
Yeah.
I hope we can do it again
soon
before
I
get like senile, which is coming any day.
Every day, a little bit more senile. Something to look forward to, folks.
Right. The Medicare birthday. It's coming.
Oh, my God. Wow, it's getting really real on the stage right side.
Mm-hmm.
So, speaking of, that's an excellent transition here. How much longer do you want to do this? You've been doing this since 1979.
I know. Last week I was ready to quit.
No. Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine. I saw you out there sitting with Clinton, poring over names, you know, trying to make these ballets happen with so few people because of all the injuries. How much longer do you think you have it in you?
It's a really complex question. I mean, I love what I do. Is it difficult sometimes? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But it doesn't help that my husband for 2 years now has been working in Philadelphia and I live in Tuxedo, New York, and he lives there. And we see each other in the weekend. I mean, uh-huh. so it's all complicated about what we're doing.
Uh-huh.
And,
yeah.
But this is my home. I've been here longer than Lucia was here. So, I mean, except for like 3 years off after I had my daughter in the 90s, I've been here the whole time and it's, I don't know what I would do yeah. if I left, you know?
You wouldn't become like an airline pilot or something, you know, something really random?
Definitely not. Definitely not that. I don't know. I mean, this is my home and this is my, you know, I look at ABT as my university. It's been my life, aside from my family. I love going and freelancing because
yeah.
you don't have to deal with the people that you know and love so well. Sometimes
there's
it's good to get away.
Love.
Yeah, it's good to get away and not have to worry about the the minutiae.
Yeah, the daily
but just go
thing.
And do your job, and they listen to you. They're hungry. In South America, they're like all ears. They just like want to soak it all in. So you feel like a queen bee, and you just you go there and you do your thing. And it's not always easy, of course.
Yeah.
Anywhere in those countries, it's.
Do you find language? Do you speak any, like, do you speak Spanish or anything?
Well, yeah, my ballet Spanish, you know, abajo, arriba. I don't know, you know, it's like, I know.
It's like
I'm really
tunes.
Bad. I should speak Paloma Goes. You should be speaking more. When I was in Argentina, the last, I said, sorry, just didn't have the time
That's
to
amazing.
Study up.
So,
I get it.
As People far can. As, because you're, I would say, 90% of the time getting the corps de ballet women together. What makes an ideal corps de ballet woman to you?
Someone who's responsive and hungry, since I just mentioned that.
Like hungry, like needs a cheeseburger? I'm kidding.
Right.
I'm totally
That's a whole different conversation.
Different podcast.
Yeah, different. You might want to invite some other people for that. someone who really is responsive, you know, it's not always the one with the facility. It's sometimes there were two girls last week in Swan Lake rehearsals on one day, one the next day, that I went up to afterwards and thanked because they're Heart and soul were there. Stylistically, they absorb, and the style was just there. Are they, you know, the girl that's going to be a soloist in this company? I have no idea. I don't. Here and now, they're there, and I'm so glad they're there.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
And they, if I made you guess, you probably wouldn't be able to guess who I was talking about, but we're not going to go there either. I was just grateful.
Isabella Boylston. I'm kidding. I bet she was like the worst corps de ballet member ever.
I actually...
I mean,
I don't know if I should say this.
Do it.
When her and he were in the corps de ballet together, I said, Kevin, you have to promote them soon. They're driving me crazy. I love them, but they're driving me crazy.
I can't imagine.
So, no, they...
I mean, there must be... That must happen more... I don't know, more than you want it to, where you just see someone who you know is going to get out of the corps de ballet soon, and they are just not doing it right.
Well, I mean, they always did it right, and I knew they were trying in their own way, but they were also doing all these other roles, you know, like soloist roles and stuff.
So it's,
you get in that, some girls can deal with it, you know, and some other girls, it just, they have to prioritize in a more obvious way.
Yeah.
I guess is what you would call it. And I don't hold that against anybody, but I was definitely, it was time for them to move up in the world.
They did,
certainly. And they did.
Yeah.
And there they are. Incredible.
It's pretty cool. So that must make you, I don't know, feel almost motherly affection to some of these women because you meet them as girls.
Absolutely.
And watch them become women. I don't know. That must be an interesting transition.
Absolutely.
This must happen more often than not, where you become very invested in people, and I don't know. What do you do to push them in the right direction? Like, what's your advice to them usually?
Well, it's very individual. I mean, some ladies are very responsible for themselves, and they need your support, but they don't necessarily need your direction outside of the rehearsal room. Others, you know, some of them come to me when they're torn. The hardest is when they feel they want to quit.
Yeah.
Because they're not going anywhere. You know, nowadays they have the option of, with Columbia, that program of... whatever it's called, the bridge program or whatever it's called.
What is it? Leap? Is that Leap?
Leap.
Yeah.
Leap. Yeah.
I wouldn't know anything about that.
So I find that less corps de ballet dancers, I think, are like going to other companies.
Yeah.
Like usually when they stop at ABT, then they're going on to bigger and better things or whatever. or back to school. Or, I do feel, of course, I feel maternal, or I can say maybe grandmotherly at this point in my life.
Come on.
The last time we staged Push, like in the early, like 2000 or something like that, and I said, so has everybody seen Push? And like as I said it, I went, they weren't even born when Push, and, you know, I just like didn't. It took me. I'm slow sometimes.
I mean, I feel the same sometimes. You know, I make references to things all the time. And
oh, and people. I mean,
I just don't know.
The people that that I've been blessed to work with is incredible. I mean, all the original choreographers at ABT, yeah. Tudor and Agnes and Jerry Robbins and Eugene Loring and. And then Eric and Carla and Cynthia and, you know, these people. I mean, I was there when Fernando came into the company, and he was my partner in the Corps de Ballet at Grad Ball.
Wow.
And the next season he was, like, doing,
yeah.
you know, classical
incredible.
Principal roles.
Oh, please hold for a second. We've got our Prince Siegfried in the house.
Again. Yeah. Again, I barge into.
It's Daniil Simkin, ladies and gentlemen.
Once again.
So BRB, pause. And we're back on the stage right side. We are now, we've moved because Daniil has to get in the zone, as it were, for the performance. We've moved to the ballet mistress's dressing room, and the air conditioning does not have an off switch, so you're going to just hear nature, what I call theater nature sounds. So where were we? What were we talking about? Any ideas here?
We were talking about Eric and Carla.
Oh, yeah. I was just watching
people.
Eric and Carla, actually, back when we were doing Giselle a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that video of them is so stunning. Carla is insane. I like the way she does the jetés off after mm-hmm. the man's variation. Mm-hmm. Ah. Insane.
Yeah.
Like, she flies.
Yeah.
And it's so linear, and, like, she's being yanked off. It's wonderful.
Right. Yeah.
So that being said, I want to play a little game with you.
Uh-oh.
There's a game we play on the podcast called Hidge or Not Hidge.
Hidge.
Do you know what Hidge means?
I'm sorry, I don't. You'll have to educate
so, if you're British,
this is university.
It's like, oh, that's Hidges, you know, that, what Hidges thing that is.
Oh,
so
Hidges.
Hidge is
well,
like...
Well, you talked like that from the beginning.
I know,
I've
I should have said
it.
So. Well, that just went Australian for a second. Should have said so. All right, Hidge or not Hidge? The internet.
No, not Hidge.
Not Hidge, right? Learning.
Yeah.
Learning is
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
There are
yeah.
some Hidge parts of the internet for
yeah.
sure.
Never go on social media after you've had two glasses of wine. That's my
wise,
school of thought.
Words.
Unless you're just reading and looking.
You have to keep your hands far away
right.
from the keyboard.
Sit on them.
Hidge or not Hidge, coffee.
Coffee, but I do non-fat decaf with three Splendas venti.
Wow. That doesn't
I mean,
sound
yeah.
like something that I'd like at all.
No. It's just pretend everything.
All right.
A lot of it.
That works. Let's see. Hidge or not Hidge. The gala.
This year's gala was definitely not Hidge.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
The rest of them, for the most part, about 99% of them, are totally Hidge. I've seen enough of
yeah.
galas. Yeah, I have seen more than my share.
Yeah,
I mean, there have been some good ones, don't get me wrong. But
it was quite fun this year, actually.
Oh, it was great. It was
yeah.
great fun.
Yeah.
Loved
so
it.
Next year, if you have a couple thousand to throw down, come to the gala.
To the gala.
Gosh, Hidge or not Hidge, yachts.
Yachts? I don't know yachts.
Like a yacht.
Yeah. Oh, yachts. Oh, yeah. I thought this was another like code word.
I don't know yachts. He's
I've
a
only
nice
been
guy.
On one in Greece, which was very nice.
Well, that's a good place to be on a yacht.
I wouldn't say hitch, but I'm not wild about.
Not wild about yachts.
Sort of medium hitch.
Do you have any questions for me on the hitch front?
The hitch front. Oh dear. No, of course, instantly, I think within the realm of ABT, and we couldn't go there.
We couldn't. We shouldn't. I'm sure the listeners would really enjoy that, though. Getting very.
I don't know. I can't think of a one.
Very
I'm sorry.
Deep into it.
I wasn't prepared for the hitch question.
Well, next time, you know. Well, thank you so much, Susan. It has been
You're
an absolute
welcome.
Pleasure speaking to you. You have vast knowledge that we have barely even begun to scratch the surface on. Thank you for all that you do.
Thank you.
And this is James Whiteside out.
Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.